I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunny today, a bit on the cool side with a high of 43 degrees. A northwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour may make it feel cooler at times. The Illinois Department of Public Health has tips that they hope will make your Thanksgiving holiday better. An estimated 48 million people get sick each year from a foodborne illness in the United States. Public health spokesperson Melanie Arnold says there's lots of advice you can take to make sure it doesn't happen to your family.
One, you want to keep everything in the kitchen clean, including making sure you wash your hands. Two, separate, keep any raw meats away from other foods. Three, you want to make sure to cook your food to the proper temperature and keep it at that temperature, and then chill your food. You want to refrigerate it promptly after you are done with it.
Arnold says leftovers need to be put into small, shallow containers to cool. Turkey needs to be eaten within 3 to 4 days, stuffing and gravy in 1 or 2 days. A Southern Illinois Republican says there are benefits for the GOP-led House having President Donald Trump in office. But as Illinois Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, Congressman John Shimkus says the nation's capital is still getting used to the new president's style.
Shimkus says Trump's presidency has shaken up the federal government.
I define him as a disruptive technology like Uber or the iPhone thrown into the federal government to disrupt the way we normally operate.
For Shimkus, that disruption is good when it comes to altering how federal agencies do business. But he's not sold on Trump's social media habits.
Many people on both sides, those who support him, those who don't support him, wish that he wouldn't tweet as much.
Still, Shimkus is hoping that a GOP-led Congress will be in sync with a Republican president, which could lead to more bills getting signed into law. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Ultra-conservative politicians joined some supporters of President Trump at a rally and expo in northern Illinois yesterday. Republican State Representative Jeannie Ives of Wheaton was one of the featured speakers. She's running against Governor Bruce Rauner in the Republican primary next year and wants to help, she says, fellow Trump supporters.
And you have a backbone and you support a party platform that people have put in place and knew what it stood for. Governor Rauner, we don't know what he stands for anymore. That's the truth of it. With me, I am who I am. I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do.
Ives says the most important thing an Illinois governor could do is to have a good working relationship with the president. She says Rauner's lack of vocal support for Donald Trump hurts the state. A Carbondale resident got a big prize from the Illinois Lottery recently. Beulah Simmons won $750,000 on a scratch-off ticket called Ultimate Crossword. Simmons buys one instant lottery ticket every week. She bought her $750,000 winning ticket at the Shell station on Reed Station Parkway in Carbondale. I'm Jennifer Fuller.